And now, for a moment of clarity.
Everyone needs to recognize this is a very, very dangerous thing that Donald Trump is doing, and it is more dangerous if we don't take it seriously. I will add, hey, Donald Trump, release the Epstein files.
Well, yes, exactly. And to pick up on a point that Simone made at the beginning when she said that this is all very unsettling, that she's unsettled by this, I'm real settled. Because this is all crazy as hell. And everybody's walking around, Mark, as you well know, because you and I've had this conversation, scratching their hair, go, what do we do? What do we do next? It's what you're doing right now. It's what others like you in this space are trying to do to recreate an opportunity for us to have a conversation and expose, like you just said at the end there, give us the documents. Tell us what the truth is here. So with this sort of seemingly conflict between trying to expose the fact that Donald Trump keeps lying to people and keep distracting and changing the narrative, as well as trying to get some points on the board, to get some wins, to show the American people just how phony this guy is, how much of an authoritarian kook he really is. What do we do? How do I help convince the American people to join us in this effort? Because it's not just Democrats staying away in Texas. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be something else.
Catch Michael Steele on The Weeknight, Monday through Friday at 7 Eastern on MSNBC.